vice president of IT at GlaxoSmithKline. I've got a cold. I have been interested in complexity from the point of view of management for a long time, nearly 20 years actually now. I retired a couple of years ago, and I have an association with the London School of Economics, but essentially I play around trying to learn things.
Okay, thank you. So, Alexander, would you like to start for your table?
My name is Alexander Knapp. I've been working in international development and post-conflict reconstruction for about 15 years, primarily with the UN, OSCE, World Bank, and large charities, and have stumbled through that into complexity theory, and now I'm trying to figure out more about complexity theory to bring it back to the field and operations work in international development.
My name's Greg Fisher. I have a number of hats. I guess the two main ones here are I come from a banking and finance background, so I'm trying to, Bank of England included, and I'm trying to use complexity theory in to advise asset managers in banking and finance. Also, I am associated with Liberal Democrats and Vince Cable in particular, and so I'm hoping that I can introduce some complexity public policy thinking into the new government if I can get the door open wide enough. That's me.
My name is Hank Sohota. I'm a management consultant. I've been particularly interested in the application of complexity science to organisations and how they operate and inter-organisational issues. That's the main reason.
Great, thank you.
Urbilge, LSE Complexity Group. I develop models, agent-based models, and this could be an interesting area to work on developing models. That's why I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm Peter Miles from Complexity Solutions, and I run workshops around complex issues with multiple stakeholders, and so NHS and public policy are areas of great interest. Work with the NHS, but particularly interested in what's going on in the NHS at the current time. I'm also a member of the Complexity Society, of course.
Of course. Okay. So, would you like to?
Yes, gladly. Neil Botton, University of Westminster, Westminster Business School. I'm a principal lecturer in strategic management, and I'm a scenario planner. And therefore I'm interested in complexity and how it feeds into scenario planning.
Good afternoon, my name is Alberto Forte from the University of Brighton, and I came interested in complexity theory during my PhD when I was studying the dynamics of urban change. So I went into complex system theory, and then I finished the PhD and I need to carry on with it. Thanks.
Hey, my name is Carla Ricaurte. I'm interested in applying complexity to understand the tourism behavior in destinations. I'm from the University of Brighton, and I also work as a consultant in tourism in my country, in Ecuador.
My name is Sean Lowry. I'm an independent consultant. I work in the humanitarian aid sector in organizational change.
Would you like to introduce yourself while this is at your table?
My name is Louisa Jane O'Neill. My background is, I'm currently getting some private sector experience from background in the Foreign Office and the Cabinet Office, where I've studied complexity, and I've written a couple of papers on the application of complexity, particularly to the foreign policy of the Bush administration.
Fantastic. Gentlemen.
I'm Mamadine Cisse. I'm a technologist by profession, a systems thinker by nature. My main interest is social and technological innovation, the global public interest. I have a number of hats, one of which I'm wearing today, as one of the leaders, co-founders of something called London Creative Labs. And London Creative Labs is actually kind of in the business of complex social interventions. We're an independent agency, and our primary focus is poverty, specifically worklessness. So we're effectively applying complexity ideas to trying to address worklessness right now. And we've got our first shelter startup lab starting on the 15th of June.
My name is Jonathan Louth. Up until last year, I was lecturing in international politics at the University of Adelaide. I'm still attached to the University of Adelaide as a visiting research fellow, even though I'm living in the UK currently. For me, I completed a dissertation not too long ago on complexity theory and international relations theory, finding the links between those two realms. And after doing all that theory, I decided it was time to do something in the real world as well. So I spent some time in Cambodia looking at health NGOs there and negotiating and talking with the various NGO workers about whether or not complexity-inspired sort of thinking can be applied in some way. So
it can.
Yeah.
I'm Stephen Lewis. I'm an economist and spent 30 years as a management consultant to the banking industry and also in the bank, working in the banking industry. After all that time, I'm now more and more interested in complexity. I'm just starting a PhD on the use of complexity theory for the financial system. I'm an ex-graduate of the LSE. And starting also teaching the Bank of England, it was said, and the Financial Services Authority on using a complex systems, which is quite daunting when you go along. The deputy governor is there, and he used to teach me here years ago. But that's what I am. I'm an independent consultant. Maybe Eva will be one of my supervisors for the PhD. We'll see.
Eileen, I think just do it. So who you are briefly and why you're here.
My name's Eileen Korn, and I used to work in the...